Love in a Cold Climate by Nancy Mitford. Read by Patricia Hodge. Part 1. Chapter 1. I am obliged to begin this story with a brief account of the Hampton family, because it is necessary to emphasize the fact once and for all that the Hamptons were very grand, as well as very rich. A glance at Burke or at Debrett would be quite enough to make this clear, but these large volumes are not always available. While the books on the subject by Lord Mondor's brother-in-law, Boy Dugdale, are all out of print. His great talent for snobbishness and small talent for literature have produced 3 detailed studies of his wife's forebears, but they can only be read now by asking a bookseller to get them at second hand. The bookseller will put an advertisement in his trade paper, The Cleek, H. Dugdale, any buy. He will be snowed under with copies at about a shilling each, and will then proudly inform his customer that he has managed to find what you want, implying hours of careful search on Barrow's Dirt Cheap at 30 shillings the 3. Georgiana, Lady Mondor and her circle, the magnificent Mondors, and old chronicles of Hampton. I have them beside me as I write, and see that the opening paragraph of the first is... 2 ladies, one dark, one fair, both young and lovely, were driving briskly towards the little village of Kensington on a fine May morning. They were Georgiana, Countess of Mondor, and her great friend Walburger, Duchess of Paddington, and they made a delightfully animated picture as they discussed the burning question of the hour. Should one, or should one not, subscribe to a parting present for poor dear Princess Leven? This book is dedicated, by gracious permission, to Her Royal Highness the Grand Duchess Peter of Russia, and has 8 full-page illustrations. It must be said that when this terrible trilogy...